This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 78 degrees outside, very windy outside this morning. Good kite flying weather for you on this Thursday, June 11th in the year of our Lord, 2026. We have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. If you want to be part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377 will get you on the air. 405-608-4377. Well, early voting starts today in Oklahoma's primary elections. Among the questions on the ballot, whether to raise the minimum wage. We'd like to hear from you on that. Are you for it? Are you against it? And why? Time to weigh in, 405-608-4377. Meanwhile, a suspect is in custody after a police chase last night. What led to that chase and how police caught the bad guy is coming up. An early morning fire leaves one person dead in Oklahoma City. We'll tell you what happened there. Oklahoma has a red cedar problem. The trees are spreading faster than the wildfires they contribute to. The latest effort to combat the problem is on deck, and great big changes going out of the SNAP food stamp program. How Oklahomans will be impacted. But first, your Freedom's First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Early voting is officially underway ahead of Oklahoma's June 16th primary election. Voters can cast ballots today and tomorrow in their county election boards before heading to the polls on Tuesday. The primary features several high-profile statewide races, including contests for governor, lieutenant governor, state superintendent, and other state offices. Election officials are reminding voters that Oklahoma has a closed primary system. What that means is that voters must be registered with a party in order to participate in that party's primary. However, all registered voters can cast ballots on state question 832 and other nonpartisan races that appear on the ballot. Well, speaking of state question 832, let's talk a bit about it. It's a proposal that would gradually raise the state's minimum wage. If approved, the measure would increase Oklahoma's minimum wage from the current $7.25 an hour to $9 per hour in 2027, $10.50 in 2028, $12 in 2029, and $13.50 in 2030. Supporters say the increase is needed to help workers keep up with the rising costs and inflation. Opponents argue higher labor costs will hurt small businesses and lead to higher prices. State question 832 appears on ballots statewide. It's open to all registered voters. We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. We'd like you to weigh in, 405-608-4377. Well, fundraising in Oklahoma's race for governor is reaching new heights, with candidates reporting millions of dollars raised as the 2026 campaign intensifies. New campaign finance reports show the leading contenders have built sizable war chests ahead of next week's primary election, allowing them to spend heavily on TV ads, mailers, and voter outreach efforts. Political analysts say that the fundraising totals highlight the importance of the governor's race and could help to shape which candidates emerge as frontrunners. With early voting already underway, candidates are making their final push to win over undecided voters before Election Day. A suspect is in custody and one person is recovering after a police pursuit in southwest Oklahoma City. Police tried to stop a vehicle, but the driver refused to pull over, leading officers on a chase through the city. The pursuit ended when the suspect crashed, leaving one person injured. That individual was taken to the hospital and is expected to be just fine. Police arrested the suspect at the scene and have not yet released any information about possible charges. A McLean County oil field theft investigation has led to an arrest and uncovered what authorities describe as a larger organized crime operation. Investigators say 42-year-old Jonathan Stamper is accused of stealing oil field equipment, including pump jacks worth tens of thousands of dollars, from multiple locations across Oklahoma. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says stolen equipment was altered with fake serial numbers before being resold. Stamper faces multiple felony charges, including grand larceny of oil field equipment. Authorities say the investigation remains ongoing and could lead to additional arrests. Well, a man has died following an apartment fire in northwest Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded to a blaze early this morning and found the victim inside the apartment. He was rushed to a local hospital with severe burns and injuries, but later died. Officials say crews were able to contain the fire and prevent it from spreading to other units. The cause of that fire remains under investigations, and authorities haven't yet released the victim's identity. Oklahoma's battle against eastern red cedar trees is growing more urgent. State leaders and landowners say the fast-spreading trees are taking over grasslands, consuming large amounts of water, and creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Experts estimate that Oklahoma loses hundreds of thousands of acres each year to cedar encroachment. The trees are especially concerning during dry conditions like we're experiencing right now because they can fuel fast-moving, intense wildfires. State agencies are expanding programs to help landowners remove cedars, but officials say the problem continues to outpace removal efforts as the trees spread across much of the state. Big changes coming to Oklahoma's SNAP program as state officials adjust to federal eligibility rules. The updates expand work requirements for some recipients, including older adults who were previously exempt. Under the new guidelines, certain beneficiaries must work, volunteer, or participate in approved job training programs to continue receiving assistance. State officials say the changes are intended to align Oklahoma's program with federal law, but advocates worry that some residents could lose access to benefits if they struggle to meet those new requirements. Oklahoma's Department of Human Services is encouraging recipients to review their eligibility status and reporting obligations. A proposed housing development in Edmond has hit a roadblock. Edmond City Council has denied a request that would have allowed additional housing units in the Legacy at Covell development near Covell Road and I-35. Opponents argued that the project would increase traffic, strain infrastructure, and change the character of the area. Supporters say the additional housing would help to meet growing demand as Edmond continues to expand. The council's decision means the developer must either revise the proposal or move forward under the project's current zoning and density limits. Residents in Guthrie could soon see some improvements to the city's aging water system. City leaders have secured state funding to replace older water mains that officials say are vulnerable to leaks and breaks. The project is expected to improve water reliability, reduce maintenance costs, and to help with future growth in the community. City officials say replacing the aging infrastructure now could prevent more costly repairs and service disruptions later on down the road. Work is expected to begin after final planning and engineering are completed, with construction taking place in several phases. Mercy Hospital expanding specialized care in Oklahoma City with the opening of a new Digestive Health Institute. Hospital leaders say the facility will bring surgery, nutrition, and other digestive health services together under one roof, making care more convenient for patients. The institute is designed to improve coordination between specialists and to provide faster access to treatment for conditions affecting the digestive system. Mercy officials say the new center reflects growing demand for digestive health services and will help to serve patients from across Oklahoma. As measles cases continue climbing across the United States, Oklahoma has so far avoided the large outbreaks seen in several other states. Federal health officials report more than 2,000 measles cases nationwide this year, putting 2026 on pace to become one of the worst years for the disease in decades. Oklahoma has reported only a limited number of cases, but health officials remain on alert after confirming infections earlier this year. Experts say vaccination remains the best protection and are urging parents to make sure that children are up to date on their MMR shots as summer travel and gatherings increase. The Metropolitan Library System is kicking off its 2026 summer reading program, encouraging Oklahomans of all ages to pick up a book this summer. Participants can track their reading, attend special library events, and earn prizes throughout the program. Library officials say the goal is to keep children engaged in learning while school is out and to promote a lifelong love of reading. The program is open to kids, teens, and adults, and it runs throughout the summer at library branches across the Oklahoma City Metro. Well, we do have a lot to talk about this Thursday morning. First up, a proposal to raise the minimum wage in Oklahoma. Now, State Question 832 is on the ballot for the primaries. Early voting starts today and tomorrow. It would gradually raise the state's minimum wage. Oklahoma's $7.25 minimum wage has not increased since 2009. Now, on its face, it sounds like a pretty good idea. It raises income at a time when the economy is currently struggling. And according to a new report, inflation accelerated to 4.2% in May. That's up from 3.8% in April, the highest reading since 2023. Here's the fly in the ointment. Those raises do come with a cost. Businesses will likely have to raise their prices to offset those raises. driving up the cost of everything else at a time when we're already struggling as a nation. So what are your thoughts? Is it time to increase the minimum wage? Yes or no? 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in. 405-608-4377. And coming up, these hot temperatures can certainly take a toll on your pet. Everything you need to know in a live interview coming up later on in the hour. And your dad joke of the day. We want to hear your best one. I've got a pretty good one for today. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. Legislation Larry has helped pass saves all property owners, seniors, and veterans billions. Yes, billions of dollars in property tax cuts. Stick with Stein. Vote for proven results. The Stein way. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Vote for Edmund Republican Alex Warren for Oklahoma County Commissioner, a self-made entrepreneur who oversaw over 200 locations for a $1 billion operation for a Fortune 500 company. Alex Warren will restore integrity to the office, fixing roads and infrastructure, protecting taxpayers by operating with the same accountability that all Oklahoma families and businesses expect in their own household. Please vote Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Alex Warren. Paid for by family and friends of Alex Warren.
I'm Alex Warren for County Commissioner, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, I'm Jake Merrick, running for governor to serve you, not the political machine. I'm not taking a single dime from lobbyists or special interest groups because I'm interested in real change. Change that is only possible when you're not bought and paid for. I prioritize principle over politics, and I'll work for true reform in our courts, in agencies like DHS and mental health, while fighting for Oklahoma families, defending our rights that come from God himself. Check me out at JakeMerrickForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Jake Merrick for Governor 2026.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Eric Erickson. I'm coming to Oklahoma City to be with you guys in Freedom 96.9. A free live event Thursday, June 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 405 Social on North May Avenue. Just a few days after Oklahoma's primaries have finished, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Lee Matthews will be broadcasting live, and we'll have a great time meeting you and answering your questions. More info available now at freedom969.com. Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck on Freedom 96.9. Quick check on your weather today. It's going to be windy and warm with a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, humid, low of 67. On Friday, mostly cloudy. We could see a couple of showers popping in. High of 84 degrees. Then on Saturday, Back to the heat again. Mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 94 degrees. It's 78 degrees outside. Very windy outside today. So be careful you don't get blown away. Starting today, early voting for the 2026 primaries. Oklahoma voters will decide the fate of State Question 832, a measure that would gradually increase the state's minimum wage. If approved, the hourly minimum wage would raise from $7.25 per hour to $9 per hour in 2027. Then increase each year until reaching $13.50 in the year 2030. Now, supporters say the proposal would help workers to keep pace with the rising cost of living, while opponents warn that it could increase expenses for businesses and ultimately drive up consumer prices. The measure will appear on the ballot statewide, and every registered Oklahoma voter is eligible to weigh in. But before you do, we want you to weigh in on the radio. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. We want to hear from you on this issue. Is it time to increase the minimum wage in Oklahoma? Now, supporters say the $7.25 minimum wage has not increased since 2009. That's a pretty long time to keep it stagnant when we're seeing pretty dramatic recently increases in inflation. We saw a very large jump in inflation just in the past month. Many full-time workers are struggling to afford housing, food, and health care. To be fair, most of those full-time workers aren't making minimum wage. Minimum wage was never really designed for somebody who's in their mid-30s, mid-40s, trying to make a living. Minimum wage is designed primarily for younger people just entering the workforce to gain some work experience. So it was never meant to, you know, be able to buy a house and raise a family. Although somehow Bundy did it on Married with Children. He had a really nice house. They're just selling shoes and raising two kids and a wife that was a stay-at-home wife. So, yeah, Bundy did a pretty good job with that. It's all about how you manage your money, I guess. But other concerns, supporters are saying higher wages could reduce employee turnover and help to have businesses attract more workers. Increased earnings could also boost local spending and economic activity. Neighboring states right now, major employers already pay well above $7.25. But we see that here in Oklahoma, too. There aren't a whole lot of businesses that pay $7.25. Opponents say the higher labor cost could be difficult for smaller businesses, especially in more rural areas. Businesses may respond by raising prices, reducing hours, or hiring fewer workers. Now, some employers could accelerate automation as a way of offsetting some of these labor costs. We've already seen a lot of increases in automation in industries that build things. I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot more usage of AI as AI continues to evolve. Statewide mandate may not reflect economic differences between Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and smaller communities. Obviously, you need much more money to be living in Oklahoma City and Tulsa than you do to be living in some of the more rural areas. And I'm kind of a believer in this one. I believe the market, not the government, should determine wages. So anytime that you have the government take things over, as we all know, anybody who's ever visited the DMV knows, anytime the government gets its hands on stuff, it largely just kind of screws stuff up. The government is not in the business of business. Business people are in the business of business. They know what the market can and can't handle. So why not leave it up to these business owners to determine what's best for them in terms of a statewide minimum wage? 405-608-4377 if you want to be part of the conversation. 405-608-4377. Now, there really isn't an accurate count of how many Oklahomans earn exactly $7.25 an hour, but by most analysts, they agree that it's a relatively small share of the workforce. The bigger number oftentimes cited when we're debating State Question 832 is the number of workers who would benefit from a minimum wage increase. Now, the Economic Policy Institute estimates about 357,700 Oklahoma workers, that's roughly 20% of the state's workforce, would receive either direct or indirect pay increases as a result of State Question 832 passing. Oklahoma Policy Institute estimates about 319,000 workers would benefit from a higher minimum wage. But business groups and the restaurant industry representatives note that less than 2% of workers nationally earn a federal minimum wage, arguing that the vast majority of Oklahoma workers already earn considerably more than $7.25 per hour. One of the concerns that I've got as we go into this, we're already seeing a dramatic increase in inflation. New report just recently came out showing that inflation is up over 4%, largely in part because of the fighting going on with Iran right now. And hopefully that comes to an end quickly. I'd like to see the president do more bombing. We had some bombing that happened last night into this morning. I want to see more. It's time to break the Iranians and get them to the point where they're willing to reach a peace deal. And it's got to be a peace deal that benefits the United States. And we've got to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. I know the president says that it's open, but lately he's been saying a lot of things that don't really seem to be true when it comes to Iran. And I know a lot of you are going to beat me up on that. But the fact is, how many times have we heard the president say, yeah, we're just a few days away from an agreement, and then nothing happens? Or, yeah, we're in charge of the Strait of Hormuz, and nothing happens. Granted, some shipping is getting through there, but we're still seeing a lot fewer ships bringing oil through the Strait of Hormuz than we really need. And the consequence of that right now is inflation that we're all seeing, because everything moves on oil. And without that oil, the price of everything goes up dramatically. So critics are arguing that we could see wage hikes that'll contribute to inflation if the state question passes. Supporters counter that inflation has already occurred while wages remain stagnant. We just have less buying power. That's one of the problems. Small businesses, there could be an impact there. One of the biggest points of contention. Small business groups warn of increased costs. I mean, business owners are in business to make money. They're not in business to be a charity. So when their costs go up, they have to increase their prices and pass those along to consumers. So then when that happens, everybody pays. Labor advocates are arguing that businesses have had years to prepare for higher wages, but have they really? I mean, the past 4 years under President Biden, we've seen very, very high prices, and we've seen a lot of volatility, largely because of COVID and the COVID shutdowns. So can they adequately prepare? Probably not. There's also the concern of an urban versus a rural divide. The measure may be more popular in metro areas like Oklahoma City and Tulsa, where living costs are higher. Rural communities often express greater concerns about impact on local employers. So your smaller farms, your small mom-and-pop diners, that kind of a thing. So the bottom line is, the core debate is simple. It's, will raising the minimum wage help workers more than it hurts businesses? Supporters see 832 as overdue relief for low-wage workers, while opponents worry about higher business costs, higher prices, and possible job losses. That economic trade-off is likely to dominate the discussion as we go into that June 16th vote. Well, still a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. First of all, early voting starts today ahead of the Tuesday primaries. One of the biggest questions on the ballot is state question 832, which would raise the minimum wage from $7.25 to $13.50 by 2030. Supporters say more than 300,000 workers could benefit. Are you for it or against it? Also this morning, a suspect is in custody after a police chase overnight. We'll tell you what sparked that pursuit and how officers tracked down the suspect. An early morning apartment fire in Oklahoma City has turned deadly. What investigators know about the victim and the search for a cause. Plus, Oklahoma's red cedar invasion continues to spread, increasing wildfire risks and consuming valuable water resources. Plus, your dad joke of the day. It's all coming up. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says he has a warning for Cuba if it seeks weapons that can be used offensively against the U.S. Hegseth says the Trump administration won't tolerate any threats against the homeland.
Well, our message to Cuba is, don't get into that game. Don't get into the game where you're threatening Americans or the American homeland, because that won't go well for them.
President Trump says Iran asked him to stop the latest round of bombings. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is scaling back its pledge to build temporary homes in West Los Angeles. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates called his meeting with Jeffrey Epstein a grave error in judgment. The man charged in last year's Charlotte, North Carolina light rail stabbing is found incompetent to stand trial. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
I'll be honest with you. I get nervous driving next to a semi, and I've got a good reason. In my years of doing this work, I've sat across from too many families who've lost someone to an 80,000-pound semi. I've seen the photographs. I've read the reports. A loaded semi can't stop the way your car can, and when a tired driver or a careless trucking company is behind the wheel, it's the people in the smaller vehicle who pay the price. So when I'm on the highway and one of those trailers is beside me, I slow down. I give it room. Get out of their blind spot. Please do the same for your family. And if the worst has already happened, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000. Those trucking companies have teams of lawyers. You should too.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police are asking for help identifying a man connected to a stabbing. Investigators say the victim was attacked from behind near Northwest 34th and MacArthur June 7th, suffering multiple stab wounds. Property was also stolen during that same assault. Police have released a photo of the man they'd like to question, and that photo is available on their Facebook page now. Oklahoma voters head to the polls June 16th for primary elections and a statewide vote on State Question 832. Early voting gets underway today through Saturday at county election board locations. Election officials are reminding everyone to bring approved identification and ask for a replacement ballot if they make a mistake while voting. Polls are open from 7 to 7, but stay in line if you're there past 7 p.m. as you'll still be allowed to vote. A dog rescued from a drain in Stillwater is recovering after firefighters and animal welfare officers worked together to free it. Officials removed a drain cover Tuesday to safely rescue the dog from heat. The animal's now receiving veterinary care, and authorities are hoping to locate the owner. Anyone who recognizes the dog is asked to contact Stillwater Animal Welfare. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Conservative, Republican, endorsed by President Trump, Frank Lucas.
I hear over and over to fight and protect what matters most. So I stood with President Trump and championed the Save America Act to require proof of American citizenship, to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in our elections. And as a grandfather to three granddaughters, I oppose biological males from competing in women's sports. I'm Frank Lucas, and I approve this message because protecting elections and the integrity of women's sports in Oklahoma, well, we always protect what matters most.
Frank Lucas has worked with President Trump against the woke, radical, DEI-loving liberals who are trying to destroy our country. That's why President Trump has given Frank Lucas his
complete and total endorsement.
On Tuesday, June 16th, conservative, Republican, MAGA, Frank Lucas for Congress. Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Grocery cost up, gas up, property taxes up, and politicians keep wasting your money. I'm Suzanne Callahan, CPA and Republican candidate for House District 38. Numbers don't lie. The government spends too much without real oversight or accountability. Oklahoma families need a fiscal watchdog, not more excuses. On June 16th, vote to protect your paycheck. Vote Republican Suzanne Callahan for House District 38. I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by friends of Suzanne Callahan, 2026.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Storing.
got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Pops Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, have you seen the new Yanmar Zero Turn? How about the Altos track machine or the Bad Boy mower lineup? All packed with power and performance. Let Tractor Bobs help take your lawn care to the next level. Free lifetime powertrain warranty for the month of June. Tractor Bobs, I-240 and Shields.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Grant Green is fighting for rural Oklahoma, protecting our land, our water, and our way of life. Grant made massive data centers pay their own infrastructure costs, not Oklahoma families. He made big developers answer to rural Oklahoma before projects could be approved. Grant fought for farmers, water rights, and conservative tax relief. Because Grant Green doesn't just vote conservative, he leads.
I will always defend our conservative values.
Grant Green, for State Senate. Proven conservative, proven results. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Grant Green 2026.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be windy and very warm with a mix of clouds and sun, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. The high will reach 96. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and humid with a heavy thunderstorm possible and a low of 67. Tomorrow may see a morning thunderstorm in spots. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy and not as hot with the high of 84. Saturday is expected to have a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and thunderstorms, becoming increasingly windy with the high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of the show today, very simple to do. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. It's windy outside, 79 degrees at 737. That means it's time for your dad joke of the day. Uncle Dave, I went to the store yesterday, and my wife asked me to get her one of those drinks with her name on it.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I got her a Monster, and that's how the fight started.
I get it.
I got her a Monster.
That did start a fight, didn't it?
Yeah. So I got to sleep on your couch tonight if you're cool with that. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now on Freedom 96.9. Early voting is underway for Oklahoma's June 16th primary election. Voters can cast ballots today and tomorrow on their county election boards before heading to the polls on Tuesday. Several major statewide races are on the ballot, including contests for governor, lieutenant governor, state superintendent, and several other offices. Election officials are reminding voters that Oklahoma uses a closed primary system, which means that voters must be registered with a certain party in order to vote in that party's primary. However, all registered voters can weigh in on State Question 832 and any nonpartisan races appearing on their ballot. Oklahoma voters are being asked right now to decide on State Question 832, a proposal that would gradually increase the state's minimum wage. Now, if approved, the minimum wage would increase from $7.25 an hour to $9 an hour in 2027, go up to $10.50 in 2028, $12 in 2029, and then up to $13.50 in 2030. Supporters say the measure would help workers keep pace with inflation and rising living costs. Opponents argue, however, that it could increase expenses for businesses and result in higher prices. State Question 832 appears on ballots statewide, and again, it's open to all registered voters. Fundraising in Oklahoma's governor's race continues to shatter records as candidates report raising millions of dollars ahead of next week's primary. New campaign finance filings show leading contenders have amassed significant campaign war chests, allowing them to spend heavily on advertising, direct mail, and voter outreach. Political observers say the fundraising numbers underscore the high stakes of the race and could play a major role in determining who emerges as frontrunner. With early voting now underway, candidates are making a final push to reach undecided voters before Election Day. A suspect is behind bars and one person is recovering after police chase in southwest Oklahoma City. Cops say that officers attempted a traffic stop, but the driver refused to pull over, sparking a pursuit through the city. The chase came to an end when the suspect crashed out, leaving one person injured. That victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to have a full recovery. The suspect was arrested at the scene, and investigators have not yet released any details about possible charges. The investigation into what triggered that pursuit remains ongoing. An investigation into oil field thefts in McLean County has resulted in an arrest and uncovered what authorities describe as a broader criminal operation. Investigators say 42-year-old Jonathan Stamper is accused of stealing oil field equipment, including pump jacks, valued at tens of thousands of dollars from sites across Oklahoma. According to the OSBI, the stolen equipment was altered with fraudulent serial numbers before being resold. Stamper faces multiple felony counts, including grand larceny of oil field equipment. Authorities say additional arrests are possible as the investigation continues. A man has died after an apartment fire in northwest Oklahoma City. Firefighters responded to the blaze early this morning and discovered the victim inside the apartment. He was transported to a local hospital with severe burns and later succumbed to his injuries. Crews were able to contain the fire before it spread to neighboring units. Investigators are still working to determine the cause of that fire, and the victim's identity has not yet been released. Oklahoma's fight against eastern red cedar trees is becoming increasingly urgent. State leaders and landowners say the invasive trees are rapidly overtaking grasslands, consuming valuable water resources, and creating dangerous wildfire conditions. Experts estimate hundreds of thousands of acres are lost to cedar encroachment every single year. During dry periods like we're experiencing right now, the trees can act as fuel for fast-moving and highly destructive wildfires. State agencies are expanding efforts to help landowners remove cedars, but officials say the trees continue spreading faster than they can be eliminated. Changes are on way for Oklahoma's SNAP program as state officials implement new federal eligibility requirements. The updated rules expand the work requirements for certain recipients, including some older adults who were previously exempt. Under those changes, qualifying beneficiaries must work, volunteer, or participate in approved job training programs in order to continue receiving assistance. State officials say the updates are necessary to comply with federal law, while advocates worry that some residents could lose benefits if they have difficulty meeting those new standards. The Department of Human Services is urging recipients to review their eligibility and reporting requirements. A proposed housing project in Edmond has encountered a bit of a setback. The Edmond City Council has rejected a request that would have allowed additional housing units in the Legacy at Colville Development Center near Colville Road and I-35. Opponents argue that the expansion would increase traffic, strain local infrastructure, and alter the character of the surrounding areas. Supporters countered that the additional homes are needed to accommodate Edmond's continued growth. City Council decision means the developer must either revise the proposal or proceed under existing zoning restrictions. Residents in Guthrie could soon benefit from major upgrades to the city's aging water infrastructure. City leaders have secured state funding to replace older water mains that officials say are increasingly prone to leaks and breaks. The improvements are expected to enhance water reliability, reduce maintenance expenses, and support future growth. City officials say that addressing the aging infrastructure could prevent more expensive repairs and service interruptions later. Construction is expected to begin once the final planning and engineering work has completed. Mercy Hospital is expanding its specialty care in Oklahoma City with the opening of a brand new digestive health institute. Hospital leaders say the facility will bring surgery, nutrition, and other digestive health services together in one location, making care more convenient for patients. The institute is designed to improve coordination among specialists and to provide faster access to treatment for digestive disorders. Mercy officials say that the new center reflects increasing demands for digestive health services and will serve patients from across the state. As measles cases continue to rise nationwide, Oklahoma so far has avoided the large outbreaks that we've seen elsewhere in the country. Federal health officials say more than 2,000 cases across the United States this year, putting 2026 on track to become one of the worst measles years in decades. Oklahoma has reported only a small number of cases, but health officials remain vigilant after confirming infections earlier this year. Experts continue to stress that vaccination is still the most effective prevention and are urging parents to ensure children are up to date on their MMR vaccinations as summer travel season increases. And the Metropolitan Library System is launching its 2026 Summer Reading Program and encouraging Oklahomans of all ages to participate. Readers can track their progress and attend special events, as well as earn prizes throughout the summer. Library officials say the program helps to keep children engaged academically while school is out and promotes a lifelong appreciation for reading. The initiative is open to children, teens, and adults and will run throughout the summer at library branches across the Oklahoma City Metro. Well, it's been a pretty hot week here in the metro with temperatures reaching the mid-90s most days, and that can be very tough on your pet. Coming up, Oklahoma City Animal Welfare weighs in on some tips to keep your pets cool, and also the consequences you could face if you don't. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
David Ostro, Republican for Lieutenant Governor.
I'm David Ostro. I flew combat missions for the U.S. Navy hunting Soviet submarines.
David Ostro, Christian servant, husband, father, and business owner. David Ostro knows how to create a growing economy.
I built my company from one employee to over 1,000.
David Ostro put the state of Oklahoma's checkbook online to fight fraud and put more money in the real economy. David Ostro knows to improve schools and put more money in the classroom, we must fight the fraud that steals money from students. David Ostro understands to create good-paying jobs for Oklahomans, we must stop payments to illegal aliens.
I've hunted America's enemies, and now I'm hunting fraud, waste, and abuse.
David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor. Same oath, new mission. Authorized and paid for by David Ostro for Lieutenant Governor 2026.
Larry Stein, Oklahoma County Assessor. Larry Stein's office saves more than $5 million a year. That's $14,000 a day using advanced technology. Larry Stein's office earns awards for leadership, transparency, and efficiency. The other guy has lots of DUIs, felony convictions, hasn't paid his property taxes, and even served prison sentences in Oklahoma and Kansas. Can you trust a felon with DUI? You can trust Larry Stein. Stick with Stein. Vote Larry Stein. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote June 16th. Paid for by families and friends of Larry Stein.
I'm Larry Stein. I approve this message.
I'm Chuck Hall. I grew up believing you take care of your community. You work hard, you treat people right, and when you can help, you do. That's how Amy and I raised our family, and it's why I've spent my life serving this community and fighting for our values, faith, family, and freedom. Because to me, public service isn't about politics. It's about people.
Chuck Hall, conservative Republican for State Senate.
Authorized and paid for by Chuck Hall for State Senate 2026.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Donald Trump, yeah, when you sleep 4 hours a day, sometimes you sit down too long and not off. You know how I know that? Because I do it. I know he's 80. But Donald Trump works 20 hours a day, does not like to sleep. I know directly he's up at 6 in the morning before Fox and Friends. I've talked to the Secretary of Interior. So it's not unusual to get a call at 2 in the morning. So sometimes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, you're in an hour meeting, you might not off. Yeah, doesn't mean you're failing.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Welcome back and a good Thursday morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see windy and warm conditions, high temperatures reaching about 96 degrees tonight, cloudy, humid, low of 67 on Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 84 degrees. On Saturday, clouds and sunshine. It's going to get real hot again with a high of 94 degrees. It's windy and 79 degrees at 7:49 this morning. Definitely starting to feel like summer out there, and that can be very dangerous for your pets, leaving them outside for long periods of time without adequate shade or water. Kind of sounds like common sense, but common sense apparently is not as common as it used to be anymore. Joining us live to talk about it now is Tina Haven. She's the volunteer coordinator at the OKC Animal Welfare. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic. So this is the time of year when you guys unfortunately get really, really busy with lots of calls from people about pets that are seen in backyards, oftentimes with no shelter, oftentimes without adequate water. Kind of talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, so we do get a lot of calls, which we do want to encourage people to call if they see an animal in distress or any sign of animal neglect. If they do want to give us a call, our phone number for that is 405-297-2255. And it does help us, like if they have video or pictures just showing us the conditions that the dogs are being kept in. But we do want to make sure, like, if you're having your dog outside in this heat, as we all know how bad that can be, that the very minimum they have is fresh water, shade, lots of ventilation. If you start to notice your dog is digging to get to cooler ground, that's probably a good sign that your area that they're in is too hot for them. And that's something that we really want people to pay attention to, too, because dogs do use, like, their bellies to cool their bodies. So a nice shallow kiddie pool can be a good source of, like, a way for them to cool themselves off during the day, too.
It's a really good idea. And dogs can't cool themselves off the way that people cool ourselves off. We sweat. Some of us sweat like pigs, as a matter of fact. Dogs, however, don't have the ability to do that.
That's right. They pant when they're hot. They don't have the ability to sweat to get that cool, you know, when the breeze hits you, you feel cooler when you sweat. But dogs don't have that ability. And we have to remember they also have a coat on. So it'd be like us being out in those temperatures in a sweatshirt. So it can be definitely harder for them than it would be for us. And we want to really watch our animals for any signs of like heat stroke, especially if we have breeds like pugs or French bulldogs that have the more pushed-in faces, or older dogs, pets that are overweight or have heavy coats. But we want to look for, like, excess panting, kind of rapid heart rate, weakness or staggering. Those are kind of signs that, you know, your pet is in distress. And also, as much as we love to take our pets with us and they're like our best friends, we want to be sure if we're taking our pets with us anywhere during the summer, we never leave them in the car. And we want to make sure that if we're walking them, that pavement is not too hot, because if their paws are on that hot pavement, it can burn them in as little as 7 seconds. So we want to be really careful of just maybe taking walks early in the day or late in the evening, and being mindful of those hot sun pavement and sidewalks.
Tina Haven is joining us with the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare. We're talking a bit about hot summer temperatures and the way that they can impact your pets. You kind of hit on something, and I want to drive that point home just a little bit. Oftentimes, this time of year, we like to have the pup dogs ride with us in the car, and I'm just going to run into the store for a couple of minutes, so I'll leave Fido here in the back seat, and I'll roll up all my windows. It's only going to be 5 or 10 minutes. There's not going to be a problem, right?
Yeah, those cars can get up over 120 degrees in just a matter of a few minutes, and, you know, there's no way for the dogs to roll down the windows or, you know, get open the door to get out of that vehicle. So we do, that is one of our number one distress calls that we get during the summer, is people not thinking that it's going to be a big deal and leaving those pets in those vehicles unattended.
And it's important to note that Oklahoma City, or Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, has some very good Good Samaritan laws. So if that's something that you see, and you see a dog really suffering, yeah, you can smash out a window. Call 911 immediately. You can smash out a window, not smash out all of them, no matter how tempted you might be, but you can smash out a window and you can get that pup the necessary coolness that pup needs. Also in Oklahoma, when you leave your dogs outside and you leave them in conditions like that, you leave them without cool water, that falls under the heading of animal neglect. It's generally a misdemeanor that's punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $500 fine. Intentional animal cruelty can be charged as a felony, carry up to 5 years in prison, and fines of up to $5,000. So, obviously, it's not just your dog who can suffer if you leave him out in the very, very warm temperatures. Chances are you're going to be facing fines, jail time, or some combination thereof.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We do have to hold the owners accountable, because those pets cannot take care of themselves. We do have another issue in the summers. We know 4th of July is right around the corner, so we want to make sure people are thinking about their pets during that time of year, bringing them in during the fireworks, make sure their fences are secure. But we have an exciting event going on this weekend in preparation for the 4th of July. Save Our Animals Rescue Society will be here at the shelter, 2811 Southeast 29th Street, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. doing free microchipping. So if your dog is not microchipped, you can bring them up here between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and they'll get that microchip for free, and they will, the SOARs will register the microchip and everything, so the owners don't have to do any registration or anything. It is totally free to them to get that taken care of before that coming holiday.
And it's relatively painless for the dogs, but it saves dogs' lives. Talk to me a bit about that. Talk to me how it works.
Yeah, so the microchip is just goes just under the skin. And, you know, we do also recommend, like, keeping a collar with a tag on just because that's easy for people to see. But a microchip isn't going to come off like a tag or a collar could possibly come off. And they can, like, if a dog is found, they could take it to any vet or here to the shelter, get it scanned, and it would have all, it would pull up, the microchip company can pull up all of the owner's information so we can contact the owner and get that pet safely back to their home.
And you bring up a good point, too, with the 4th of July holiday coming. Sometimes, especially dogs, although cats, too, they'll freak out when they hear those fireworks. Their instinct is to run. If they bolt out the door, you're not going to catch them, especially a fat old guy like me. This microchipping becomes very important at that point, and free is a great figure.
Right, exactly. Yes, free is something we all love, and we just really want to encourage people to get those things done. And cost, we realize, is sometimes an issue. Cost is something that can be a big issue for people. So we want to kind of remove some of those barriers to help them get these things done for their pets so that they don't have to worry as much. But, you know, sometimes things can happen. So the best option on 4th of July is to bring them in, if at all possible. And if you don't have a pet in your home and you would like to get one, we will be doing an adoption event at Midwest City PetSmart. And this is going to be name your fee adoption. So people can choose their adoption fee.
Nice.
And we will be there at 7177 Southeast 29th Street in Midwest City from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
And tell me once again where I go for the free microchipping.
For the microchipping, that's going to be right here at our shelter, 2811 Southeast 29th Street, so at the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter, right here at 29th and Grand.
Okay, Tina Haven, she's with the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare Shelter. You guys do a great job there. I usually go there once a week with the sheriff's office. We do a video every single week for social media trying to get at least one of those pup dogs adopted, and we'll feature a different one every single week. And so far, we've done about 50 of them in the past year, and we're at 100% adoption rate with the dogs that we have promoted. So we're pretty excited about that. And it's been, plus, it's a great opportunity for us and our deputies to go over there and just spend an hour or so petting pup dogs.
Yeah, that's always fun. If people would like to do that and just come to the shelter and help us to get the dogs out for walks and stuff. Of course, I run our volunteer program. They can go to our website, okc.gov/animal welfare, and just click get involved. We have all kinds of different ways that you can help the pets, whether it's through donation, volunteering, fostering. There's just a lot of opportunities to get involved and help these animals.
Tina Haven with the Oklahoma City Animal Welfare Shelter. Thanks so much for joining us. And thank you for joining us on this Thursday, June 11th, 2026, for Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. We hope you'll join us later on today. Brian Kilmeade comes on at 8 o'clock. Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock. Dana Lash at 2 o'clock. Then, of course, Lee Matthews with The Drive coming up at 4 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us. You have yourself a great day.